بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Allah the Most High says, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the word of punishment has proved true, deservingly, against most of them, so they will not believe. This is an affirmation. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ, meaning the word, وَجَبَتْ, proved true and deservingly. The word, meaning the word of punishment, as in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 33. كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Thus is the word of your Lord justified against those who rebel, that they will not believe. And in another place in the Quran, Allah states in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 6, وَكَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Thus has the word of your Lord been justified against those who disbelieve, that they will be the dwellers of the fire. So those upon whom the word of punishment has been justified will never be guided, irrespective of the signs given to them. But this does not happen, meaning the justified word of punishment, the one proven true, does not befall anyone except those who deserve it, lest it will be said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compels them upon actions. This is evident from the saying of Allah in Surah As-Saff, verse 5, Surah 62, or Surah 61 rather, verse 5. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So when they turned away from the path of Allah, Allah turned their hearts away from the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks into the hearts of His slaves. Those who deserve guidance will be guided, and those who don't will never be guided. So, those upon whom the word has been justified because of the deviation and turning away from Allah in their hearts, they will never believe. And this occurred with most of the Arabs to whom the Prophet ﷺ gave the message in the beginning. Not upon all of them, but most of them. Because the verse we are discussing explicitly states this. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ, in this surah, Surah Yaseen, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ. The word of punishment, the justified one, the proven true, against most of them. Against most of them, that they will not believe. So that's why many people from Quraysh belied the Prophet ﷺ and died upon a state of kufr, especially the arrogant ones and the noble of them. So most did not believe. and will never believe, even if the greatest signs would come to them, because the word had been justified upon them. They turned away, Allah turned their hearts away. From the benefits of this verse, the affirmation, number one, of the important news, even though the one addressed is not belying it. Affirmation of what is related from you, from news, even the one who is addressed does not reject. How could this be concluded? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the believers, and they don't belie that. But because of the importance of it, there came the affirmation. Indeed, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ verily. And from the benefits, the second benefit of this verse, that those upon whom the word has been justified, they will never believe. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also stated in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 19, أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. Is then one against whom the word of punishment justified equal to the one who avoids evil, will you rescue him who is in the fire? Then they are affirmed to be in the fire of hell and they cannot be rescued. The third benefit, that from Quraysh, from the tribe of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there are those who belied the messenger, but the word of punishment was not justified upon them, so they will believe. Why? How could this be concluded? Because remember, in the beginning, in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, most. So this means there is an exception that they will believe, and this is what occurred actually. From the benefits of this verse, the indication that man should resort to Allah the Most High, in whose hand is the dominion of the heavens and the earth. So don't depend upon the faith in your heart, for example, and come to conclude that Shaitan will not test you and will not try to take hold of you, and that you will be saved from the lowly desires which incite evil rather all the time. You should be turning to Allah, asking Him to be firm on the deen, because all the matters are in His hands. This concludes the benefits of this verse. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll take a short break and then I try to continue with verse 8 and perhaps 9. We'll see how it goes inshallah. We'll take a short break on that now. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin inshallah ta'ala the explanation, we'll continue the explanation of Surah Yasin, and we have reached verse number 8. قال الله تعالى إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. Verse number 8. Verily we have put on their necks. Here translates the meaning into iron colors, but we will see the explanation in a short while. Reaching to chins, so that their heads are forced up. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what means we have put on their necks. This is a fettering. This is a fettering of one's hands to one's neck. This is a fettering of one's hand to one's neck. So the hands will be tied to the neck, and the term that came here in the Quran, the Azqan, plural of Dhaqn, this refers to the place where the two lateral portions of the lower jaw combine at their lower part. So the hands are fettered towards this position on the neck. Such fettering pushes against the chins. And therefore it causes the heads to go stiff upwards. And thus they cannot lower their heads down. And if you imagine this position, you will find it an ugly one, whereby the person is unable to act freely. A man whose hands tight one to the other and then fettered to the necks from the chin side, definitely his head will be forced upwards. So what's important now is, if you ponder on this situation, you will come to know that those have no ability to freely act regarding themselves. They can't give and take by their hands. And with respect to their heads, they cannot lower them down. The heads are continuously upward. And this is a similitude. Of the condition of those who belied the message. They did not submit to Iman, and they did not lower their heads to it. Then in the next verse, verse number 9, قال الله تعالى وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. And we have put a barrier before them, so they cannot move forward, and a barrier behind them, and we have covered them up so that they cannot see, covered their sights, they cannot see. This is another similitude for blocking the path of Iman for them. This is a similitude. They are far away, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, from Iman. And their sight is covered, shielded, as if there is a barrier blocking before them. So they cannot move forward. And from a barrier from behind them, so they cannot move backwards. So they are stationed on kufr. And in addition, their sights are covered, cannot see the truth, and can't look at it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, so they cannot see. So also contemplate their condition now. Their hands fettered to their necks from below their chins, and their heads stiffed upwards, and there is a barrier between them and Iman, a barrier from before them and one behind them, so they cannot reach and attain the Iman, and Iman cannot reach cannot reach them. So we learn the following benefits from these two verses. The first benefit, point of benefit here, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, intends to block Iman, keep off Iman from a person, He will make him like the one whose hands are fettered to his neck. And from the benefits of this verse, those mentioned, in fact, guidance is blocked from them. They can't move forward, nor they can move away. And that their sights are covered, cannot see. And from this we conclude a very important benefit and a reminder for oneself and for others. Warning to men: if the doors of guidance are not opened for him, it is feared that he will be one like those mentioned in these verses. So if you see in yourself that you are not learning the true guidance and you don't know it, and that there is a barrier between you and it, then know that you are in danger. Then know that you are on a state or in a state of danger. And if you see in yourself that guidance opens up and becomes clear to you, and your chest opens for that, then know that you are in a state of goodness. And from the points of benefit is the eloquency of the noble Quran, is the eloquency of the noble Quran, whereby giving similitudes, giving physical parables, physical similitudes to that which is reasonable, sensible, plausible. This is from the eloquency of the style of the glorious Quran. This brings the end of these, the explanation of verses 8 and 9. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.